Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Dear parents, many of you have been asking about the return to classes this fall. As you know, it's been a difficult year, especially for parents. You have borne the burden of online, at-home instruction. It's also been a trying time for us here at the Board of Education. We've had to deal not just with the coronavirus epidemic, but also with confusing guidelines from officials in Washington. Thus, I'm pleased to announce a comprehensive set of protocols that will allow us to reopen our schools safely on September 1st and get those darned kids out of your hair. First, no child will be admitted to classes without proof of a coronavirus test. A local hospital can provide this for a fee of $50,000 to $3,000. Lines are long, so book now. Second, all students must wear single-use, head-to-toe personal protective gear on school premises. These can be ordered online from China. Prices vary, but at least you won't have to do much other back-to-school shopping this year. Third, to prevent the spread of disease, recess is canceled. So are team sports, glee clubs, and all other extracurricular activities. Fourth, school lunches are history. Your child will experience the joy and health benefits of walking home at midday and then back again, just as children used to do in simpler times. And don't we all yearn for those? Fifth, to avoid crowding, we're discontinuing parental drop-off and pickup. Same for school bus service. Sixth, to maintain proper social distancing and also promote self-reliance, classrooms will be limited to 8 students each, first come, first served. Late or otherwise unlucky, students can try again the next day. Lastly, all high schools will remain closed during daylight hours. Their parking lots will be converted to drive-in movie theaters. Students with licenses, plus one passenger per vehicle, will receive instruction via cell phone or car radio. No necking, please. We realize these protocols may be difficult for some families, but please understand that our goal is to educate and protect your children. Also to satisfy officials in Washington that we're opening up quickly so they won't cut our funding. Anyway, everything will change after November 3rd. So, thank you for your cooperation and see you in September. Well, not you exactly, but your kids. Some of them, maybe. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.